Now, here's how it goes. In your room, you have a notebook, and when you take a trick, he pays me, and after, I sign your book. LD will come at the end of the week, and I give what you earn to him. He pays your board and food and bills. Trick time. You ready, Rita?
My only memory of my first great slide into the slimy world of mortal sin was the scratching of the man's zipper on my upper thighs. At sundown...
How you feel?
I didn't know how I felt.
All right, thank you.
Sugar, you better take a long bath. Put some Epsom salts in the water. Don't worry you didn't do so good today. A few tips. Don't take off all your clothes. It takes too long. And remember, the men come to trick, not to get married. Wait till you make a nice piece of money. Then your daddy will give you a little white girl.
What?
White girl. Cocaine. You wait until your daddy gives you some coke. Kiss the baby.
I didn't tell her that LD didn't even want me to smoke pot, but she seemed to pick the thought out of my mind.
They won't let you smoke hemp, though. They say it makes a hoe too frisky. Forget to tend in the business.
I thought, LD's no pimp. He's a gambler. The women talked of their pimps as daddies. I wondered if prostitutes suffered from an Electra complex and were motivated by a need to have a daddy and please a daddy. A week later, on my first day off...
Where do you want to go?
To pick up the baby.
Okay. I talked to Clara, and there wasn't hardly any money at all. I don't think you tried.
LD, I did...
Daddy.
I did try. I tried with all my heart. I'm sorry. I'll try harder next
week. You haven't called me Daddy. I'm supposed to be your daddy. Remember that.
Yes, Daddy.
I hated calling him that. I thought later on I'd tell him about my theory about prostitutes and the Electra story. He wouldn't like to be thought of as a pimp.
Oh, my baby... Come here, Clyde. Oh, I've missed you.
My son's joy at seeing me instantly erased Clara's house and the women and the tricks, like a puff of smoke sliding behind the farthest hill. Then the landlord met me in the hall. You got lots of long-distance phone calls from San Francisco. You better call home. Mother was in hospital, and it was serious. I left Clyde with the sitter and turned my thoughts with the greyhound towards San Francisco.
Mother?
My mother's head dipped in the pillow like a yellow rose embedded in a pan of ice. She dismissed her illness as just a female operation and asked if I could stay. Bailey, my brother, needed me. He was asleep on a chair in the corner of the room. His wife, Eunice, had died that morning. He was completely broken. The doctors had given him a sedative, and Mother wanted me to take him home. She didn't think he'd pull through without me.
Bailey. Bailey, wake up now. Come on, Bailey.
Ma?
For the first few seconds, he couldn't remember what was so very wrong. Then recall split his face open.
Oh, my God. Ma, it's Eunice. They... Oh, my...
Let's go home, Belle. Let's just get to the house so we can talk.
He was 8 years old again, and trusting. Bailey cried for hours, and sounds growled and gurgled from his throat. Then he began to talk.
They said she had double pneumonia. And then they said she had tuberculosis. She just got weaker and weaker. And when I came to visit, there was a new nurse, and she wouldn't let me pass. I said I was here to see my wife. I was here to see Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson? Oh, she died this morning, she said. They've taken her away.
Eventually, he fell asleep in Mother's bed. The next morning...
Bailey?
Oh, hey, Maya. Got fresh coffee? Boy, I sure was upset last night. I hope I didn't worry you too much. Going screaming and crying in Mother's hospital room was inconsiderate of me.
It wasn't inconsiderate, Bailey. You were upset.
Yeah, a man takes his knocks. He don't go running to his mother. Bacon?
I'll cook for you.
Will you please leave me alone? I'm no goddamn invalid. I wasn't the one who died, you know.
I've learned to make eggs Benedict. That's what the rich white people eat.
In a few minutes, he placed burned bacon and scrambled eggs on the table.
Yeah, get your own silverware. I'm the chef, not the waiter.
Sit down, I'll get you a plate.
No, I'm not eating. Bon appetit. I want to listen to some music.
In 2 days, Bailey lost pounds from his already skinny frame. Only once did we speak of Eunice.
If I could have afforded it, I'd have taken her to a better hospital, but put her in St. Joseph's. People lie when they say it's your time to die.
He closed in upon himself that day and smiled the new grimace. I lost part of my brother forever.
I heard you thinking about quitting your job, Bailey.
Not thinking about it. I did.
But it pays well, doesn't it? How will you live?
I live? I mean, you might be happy being a fry cook the rest of your life, but not me.
I'm not cooking now, if you want to know. I'm working in a house on the outskirts of Sacramento.
Doing what? Not turning tricks? My baby goddamn sister? Who was the smart-ass man who turned you out?
Bailey, he's in trouble.
Tell me his name.
Bailey!
What kind of drugs is he giving you? Oh, it's only a matter of time before he gives you a nose for the cocaine.
We're gonna get married.
Bailey leaned in and spoke gray steel.
Let me straighten you out. Now, pimps are men who hate women or fear them. You are not gonna get married. You are gonna go to Stockton and get your baby, and then you're gonna find this man, tell him that you are my baby goddamn sister, and you're coming back home. Is that clear, Marguerite?
Yes, clear.
Bailey gave me money, and I took the afternoon bus to Stockton. I went straight to LD's house, something I'd never done before. I wanted LD to put everything right, prove Bailey wrong. When a pretty woman opened the door, I pretended I was just a friend. Oh, she said. You're Rita, are you? Just a minute.
You come to my house?
I have to talk to you.
No home goes to a man's house. You talk to my wife? Clara's been my woman for 3 years and she's never met my wife. And you've been gone a week and you got the nerve. Go to your place. I'll be there when I get time.
Staring into space, I had to fight back the tears. I had been stupid again. I detested him for being a liar and a pimp, but I hated him more for not seeing the value in me. I had to get Clyde and get out of here. At the babysitter's house.
It's me, Clyde. It's me.
He stiffened his arms and pushed himself away to see my face. He took a fistful of my hair and twisted and pulled.
Don't do that, honey. Don't do that. Oh, Clyde. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Clyde.
Back home, life stumbled on. My son at least was happy and safe. But my courage was dwindling. Unfortunately, fortitude was not like the color of my skin, given to me once and mine forever. It needed to be resurrected each morning and exercised painstakingly.
Maybe you know I deal in clothes?
I met Troubadour Martin through my brother Bailey. He was extremely tall and dangerously thin. We sat in the living room.
I have a connection with ladies' dresses and suits, new. I'll tell you what I need. You won't have to do nothing. I'll bring the things and the ladies can come over here and try them on.
I saw the sudden shyness of the man and knew the clothes were stolen.
I'll give you a percentage of the money. How's that?
All right, Troub. When do we start?
I'll bring some things around tonight. Rita, I'm glad to be working with you.
After 2 months, my closets were filled with expensive suits. They were selling well, and I spent my free time reading Thomas Wolfe. But there was no happiness in the house. Troub and I had started a relationship and made a desultory kind of love a few times. He was definitely strung out on heavy narcotics. I had waited to see when he would introduce me to heroin, and wasn't sure how I'd respond. One hit wouldn't make me an addict. Since he never asked my direct questions about heroin, I schemed a confrontation.
Troubadour, I think you'll have to find someone else.
Why, Rita?
I think you're keeping something from me, and I'm beginning to fall for you.
Rita, I told you I don't have a woman.
But you never take me with you. You don't care about me.
Yes, I do.
Well, stop hiding what you do.
Can you leave the baby for a while? Come for a ride with me?
He drove me to the city on the waterfront. A pale sign said, Hotel. We went up two flights of stairs. He turned the key in the lock, and I went, sheep-like, into the room. It was like a city bus station, very early morning. People sat and lounged on every available place. Troubadour reached back for me in the dim lamplight.
Come on now, I want you to see this.
This was a hit joint for addicts. I felt my own innocence as real as a grain of sand between my teeth. In the bathroom, Troub rolled up his shirt sleeves.
No, Troub, don't do it, please.
Just shut up and watch me.
He tied his arm with a belt and took a syringe from the grimy face bowl and filled it with hot, clear liquid. The needle pricked one of the soft scabs. He loosened the belt. I watched the narcotic hit his brain. His face muscles slackened, and he leaned heavily against the wall.
Now you want some?
No.
You sure? I can cook up for you.
I'm sure.
Then I want you to promise me you won't use. You're a nice lady, Rita. Promise me you'll stay like I found you.
I promise, Troop.
Okay. Let me rest a little in the cart and I'll take you home.
Such was the kindness of the man. He had exposed himself to teach me a lesson. As I sat in the dark car, inhaling the odors of the wharf, I thought about the underworld. It was truly a rat race, and most of its inhabitants scurried like rodents in the sewers and the gutters of the world. I had no idea what I was going to make of my life. I was as pure as moonlight, and had only begun to live. I had found my innocence. I swore I'd never lose it again.